I'm in the workshop of Alan Barbeau, who is an artist here in Plouguer-Nivelle. You're primarily a painter?
I'm a drawer, yeah. I draw portraits, I draw illustration. That's my main work.
What kind of other things do you produce? I can see sculptures around.
Yeah, I like sculpting, I like doing miniatures, I like to paint as well.
What kind of themes do you have?
Yeah, I'm more like fantasy stuff, yeah, like dragons and wizards and stuff like that.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, I just like this theme, I like Lord of the Rings and probably start from there. Read the book when I was little and what the heck is this word? And yeah, it's built from there.
I see around various well-known people. I can see Harry Potter from here. I can see Johnny Depp. Yeah. So you do portraits of famous people?
Yeah, I mean, when you start drawing portraits, you need to show that you can, you know, the likeness is there. So if I draw my face, nobody knows my face. It's no point there. So if you want to, you know, to do a little bit of buzz on the internet, you need to draw, you know, famous people. So Johnny Depp is right there. And especially this one, because this one is made with ballpoint pen. Yeah.
A ballpoint pen?
Yeah. I got my time with ballpoint pen. And
is that especially difficult or?
Yeah, because you can't erase a ballpoint pen. So you need to know what you're doing. And you need to know how to work the colors to crisscross them for mixing color, because you can't mix the color as well. So yeah, it's something else than normal pencil or painting.
It's extraordinary. The picture of Johnny Depp as Jack Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
Well, it looks really very, very detailed.
Yeah, it's actually even more detailed than the photo I had. Actually, it's more contrasted because, you know, you can really push the detail there.
So you do your portraits of famous people because you also do portraits by commission.
Yeah, that's the main job, yeah.
I did a little exploring before we met on your internet site, and I noticed that you do portraits of children who have died for the parents who are in mourning for them.
Yeah. But it came like a little bit more than 10 years ago now, and there was this mom that lost her baby during delivery, and so she asked me if I can draw him in peaceful environment, because the photo was quite hard to look at. So my job there is to create something that's very peaceful to look at, and you can hang on the wall and present the kids to everybody, so the kids is there. It exists already. You have you have his name there, and it helps the family to move on. I think last month I did my 253 baby.
Goodness me! So it really becomes important.
Yeah, it's important, and it became important for me because it helps, and I can even I'm starting to do adult as well, because the one I'm doing right now it's grown up dad. Passed away this last summer, so yeah, it's kind of heavy, but in the same time, you know, you're doing a good job, and you know that a drawing that really gonna mean something for a family and friends, so it's very rewarding.
On a lighter tone,
yeah,
you work with children as well, I understand.
Yeah, I do workshops in here, and we do a lot of fun things like sculpting and doing miniature with papier-mâché and cardboard, and I try to recycle a maximum of things to show the kids that with nothing you can do something fun. And I do workshop with adults as well. During evening we do drawing, we're going to start sculpting as well.
So people who might be interested in doing a workshop with you, what can they expect?
A little bit of fun, probably we're going to work a little bit as well, because that's the point of it. It's not a school. I'm not really a school guy, so it's not an art school. It's more like workshop. So we're gonna draw anyway. We are on around the table, and we have a subject like a cup or anything. So everybody is drawing the cup, and as soon as you're stuck somewhere, I'm here to show you where it's not working, and then off you go again. Until you're stuck again. So when you're a beginner, you're stuck a lot of time. You're stuck all the time. So I'm here to show you how to go. But usually it works well, because we all work in the same time. So they look at me drawing it. They can have some clue how to do it as well. We construct the drawing. It's working. Because I have a few beginners that doing stuff now, they don't believe, I'm not a big fan of, you know, big, you know, artist world and the stuff that, you know, you're a bit afraid of not understand. I'm a very easy talkative guy, so I mean, I explain things, you know, very easily, and it works because, you know, people seem to enjoy coming here and do the workshop. So,
and what's important to add is that you're a fluent English speaker.
I do groups, so as soon as I have two people, it's a group already, so we can start the group there. So if we have a bunch of English friend that wants to create, you know, even if the group doesn't exist yet, we can find a space and have a proper English workshop there. And
if people are interested in coming to a workshop or setting up a workshop with you, how can they contact you?
You can contact me with my phone number. I have an email as well, so you can contact me there.
And you have a site?
And I have a blog.
Oh, it's a blog, not a website.
It's a blog, yeah. But, I mean, you can see my work, you can contact me anyway, so...
Alan Barber, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.